The Valley of the Lost.
Abruptly his eyes lost their glazed look and focused on the strangers around his table. He noted the rigid and unsmiling faces, the almost untouched plates.
"Why do you not eat?" he snapped. "Do you mean to insult me?"
Leif looked through the wall nearest the table. Half hidden by mist, a mass of longing, haggard faces pressed against the glass.
"Do not mind them," smiled the guardian, waving a casual hand at the crowd. "My subjects do not eat or drink. They are beyond such ordinary concerns of the flesh. It is your warm life they long for."
Jasmine, Barda, and Nerida stiffened even further. Leif wet his lips, shuddering inwardly as he remembered the dry, grey fingers stroking him. "Do you mean they are spirits of the dead?" he choked. The guardian seemed to bristle with indignation, and behind him the monster stirred and growled.
"Spirits of the dead?" he snorted. "Would I rule a kingdom of the dead? My subjects are very much alive, oh yes, and will be till the end of time. They waste away, they fade, but they do not age or die. They will live here in my domain forever. That is their reward."
"Their reward?" Nerida burst out. Her hands were trembling as she pushed away her plate. The guardian nodded, smoothing his beard thoughtfully.
"A rich reward indeed, is it not?" he murmured. "Though I fear they are ungrateful. They do not appreciate their good fortune."
Leif forced himself to speak. "How did they earn their reward?" he asked.
"Ah,"
the guardian stretched with satisfaction. Plainly, this was the question he'd been waiting for.
"The first of my subjects, the largest number, came to me in a great wind, the pride that had caused their fall still fresh within them," he murmured. "Others, like you, filled with envy and greed, have come since, to seek to win from me my most precious treasure, the symbol of my power, the great diamond from the belt of Del Tora."